A new oil pipeline is going underground in Michigan. It will pump more oil than the old one, but will it be safer? This is the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush, in for Rebecca Williams. Enbridge Energy is installing a new pipeline across the state. The new line will replace the old one that broke in 2010. That break led to the worst inland oil spill in North America. 3 years later, thick, heavy crude oil is still being scooped up off the bottom of the Kalamazoo River. By their nature, underground pipelines go unnoticed. That is, unless they're burying one in your backyard.
Just step out in the garage area and go in the back front room here. Yeah, welcome to our deck.
This is Dave Gallagher's house south of Battle Creek. The new pipeline Enbridge is installing will run just 12 feet from his back porch. And that worries him and his wife.
This pipeline's going to leak somewhere. The president, CEO of Enbridge, said that all pipelines leak. There's no guarantee he can give us. So we don't even really, do we even have a safety buffer zone where if we're home and we're sleeping in bed and this pipeline ruptures, are we going to be able to make it through it?
Gallagher is right. Oil pipelines can rupture and catch fire, but experts say that's not likely. It's more likely for an oil pipeline to leak and cause environmental damage, like it did in Marshall. Let's head over to the Jackson area where Tom Hodge is overseeing the installation of the new pipeline for Enbridge.
We're installing additional valves with remote operation capability and pressure sensors at every one of these valves. We're installing additional leak detection equipment on this line to enhance our ability to detect a leak.
Hodge says the pipe is thicker and stronger too, but even with all these improvements, there's still risk. Back in 2010, when the pipeline broke, Enbridge workers received alarms, but they continued to pump oil. Carl Weimer is with the Pipeline Safety Trust. He says it's good that Enbridge is replacing the 44-year-old pipeline, but it doesn't eliminate human error.
And even the federal regulators did a study last fall that came out with, you know, the best state-of-the-art leak detection system that companies are installing these days often still do not find these types of leaks or even ruptures. It's people living next to the pipelines that find them and notify the companies.
That's exactly how the Marshall spill was discovered. People complained of an odor. It took Enbridge 17 hours to know they had a major problem. The company says it's revamped those processes for the better, and Weimer says he believes Enbridge has changed. But he says there needs to be more oversight of these companies. The National Transportation Safety Board investigated the 2010 spill in Michigan. Weak is the word they use to describe federal regulations over pipeline safety and emergency response plans. And Weimer says that's the one big lingering issue that has not been addressed since the spill in Marshall. He says, to a large degree, pipeline safety and inspections are left up to the companies who run them.
And what we found in Marshall and a whole number of other incidents in the last few years is the companies weren't making the right decisions. So how does the federal and state regulators get enough information that they can know whether the companies are making the right decisions or making decisions based on the bottom line?
Weimer and others want to know whether the government plans to do more to keep an eye on the safety of these pipelines. In an email response, a Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration official didn't say whether more regulations were coming, but said the agency will, quote, continue to look for ways to enhance the safety of the nation's pipelines and the public's confidence in the safe operation of these pipelines. And that's the Environment Report. I've posted up some video of the new pipeline being installed. Just click on the Environment Report link at michiganradio.org.